Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever said you've got 20 that says Moe's going to take one in the eye from Curly, you're probably our kind of listener. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Wicked Wednesday has begun as we throw it down. Sirius XM Channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We'll bring in our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. We'll also bring in Rick Saratella, Ian Cameron, and the one and only Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as well. As always, there's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. Worlds are colliding. NFL football, let's start off with Odell Beckham Jr. As fans and Twitter and social media take continuous pot shots at OBJ. And I've seen many. Oh, does it matter? I saw some of the media tonight laughing at anybody who's talking about Odell and where he ends up. But it doesn't matter. He's a loser anyways. And I don't know. You're the one tweeting about him. And, you know, Odell Beckham's not in negotiations right now with the Detroit Lions people. Odell Beckham, he's not in negotiations with the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. So, you know, the fact is, Odell Beckham might be criticized by people online and in chat rooms, but people online and in chat rooms are not general managers and coaches in the National Football League. And numerous teams want to sign this dude. The question is, what's the best fit? Where is he going to end up? There's been a lot of reports that he's close to here, he's close to there. The Green Bay thing seems to be real. But the Green Bay Packers have only offered the league minimum, right? They don't have any money. Nobody has money. Sean Payton said they don't have any money at all, and now there are reports that the Saints are trying to find a way to pull this off, right? The Kansas City Chiefs are in the mix. The Patriots, the reports are, ESPN reported, the Patriots have asked to speak with him, but the Patriots aren't, like, at the top of the list for him. It's the Chiefs or the Packers, the front runners right now. He's looking to jump on a Super Bowl train here, right? Odell's looking to jump on a Super Bowl train. And the thing is, a lot of people say, I see the same thing, also criticisms. Well, as if he gets to choose. And our boy, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, said that earlier. You don't get to choose where you're going. Yeah, he does right now because he's a free agent. And he's not getting any money. So the thing is, if he's not going to get paid, at least he's going to go somewhere where he's, where he thinks he's going to get the football. Now, we'll break it down. We'll get into it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. But I think Seattle is a dumb idea, and it doesn't make any sense. The Seattle coordinators and coaching staff don't know how to use the players that they have already. You're going to throw Odell into the mix. Learn to get the ball to Metcalf first. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Mightier 10 at 90, Sports Map, Sports Byline, and everybody else in between, including the Armed Forces Radio Networks. You know how we roll on the Wicked Wednesday. We got a full house tonight. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will step up, and then we'll talk a little golf, or we'll talk football. But I'm actually fired up for the Houston Open because I see a lot of good opportunities for top 20 plays at plus money. So we'll share those with you. We'll talk college football, NFL football, NBA basketball, a little Major League Baseball. We'll track the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat basketball game, in which the Heat just had their largest lead of the game, and now suddenly it's 87-86 for the Los Angeles Lakers, a basketball game in which Jimmy Butler is not playing in. He got injured late in the first half. He didn't come out in the second half. So, yeah, he sprained his ankle. Twisted, sprained, whatever the hell happened. I don't know. Him and Wayne Ellington sort of stepped on each other's feet. And Jimmy Butler's out. We've got a money line parlay riding here with Golden State and the Miami Heat. And after the Miami Heat, you know, sort of got pushed around the other night, literally and figuratively, they lost the basketball game and they got shoved to the floor. I figured they could step up tonight. Looks like this game's going to come down to the wire. 87-86. We'll keep our eye on it. So NFL football, Odell Beckham. Where's Odell Beckham going to end up? Green Bay Packers reportedly have offered Odell Beckham the veteran minimum for the rest of the season because they don't have any money. Word is the Kansas City Chiefs are like all in on this, and he could end up being on the Kansas City Chiefs. The New Orleans Saints, who I predicted all along, that was my first destination for Odell. Sean Payton said the other day that they don't have any money. And I heard so many people say after, well, Sean Payton said they don't have any money. Well, you know why? Because a football coach has never lied to the public before. What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, you know what? We're speaking with our capologist right now, and we're actually on the phone with them. You know, do you want us to live stream the negotiations? People are so gullible. Why? You say they don't have any money. Well, they're going to try to find some. This is Sports Rage. Bring money. Bring it.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
Crowd standing now as one, exalting the rookie on.
1981.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Dodgers starter Fernando Valenzuela becomes the first MLB rookie to win a Cy Young Award.
Fernando Valenzuela, who threw 149 pitches tonight. That wasn't one for the Art Museum, but it was efficient and he got the job done.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
We'll be right back.
all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
You're late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're throwing it down here on the Wicked Wednesday. All right, so we got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, going to step up and in. We've got Babano on the radar as well. And we got Rick Sarantella, NFL Draft Bible. So it's 93-92 right now for the Los Angeles Lakers. No Jimmy B right now. Jimmy Butler hurt his ankle. He's out of the game. Miami will have to do this without him. Tyler Hero just hit a three. A lot of Heat fans in attendance, actually, at this game right now. We're looking to close out a parlay. Nice night tonight. We hit the we had a little action once again tonight. You know, Central Michigan, they just do what they do. They put money in your pockets, all right? People talk about Michigan and Michigan State. I think the best damn team in that state are the Central Michigan Chippewas. Let's bring in the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart right now. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Marcy. You're right. Like, I got to be honest with you. Like, if we really look at this team and tough situations, especially you that you've been in, we always have that one friend. I told you, the guy that'll help you move. You're
well,
dying.
Now they're
everybody
your friend.
Else, yeah,
they're becoming
else
your friend
you,
now.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, these guys are too good. Like, you're like, I got nobody to help. Who's on the line? Central Michigan, buddy. I'm here for you. Any type of situation. That's who these guys are. No, you said it. Like, and I remember this from, like, when we started working together, like, 17. Like, you're talking, Gabe, we're almost talking two decades of this stuff with the Chips. It's been going on for a long time. And a lot of the time when we take them as dogs, they win outright. Money makers, baby.
Well, they were down 14-0 tonight, and I told people, don't panic, whatever. They'll come
live.
Back. And
live.
And they did once again. Northern Illinois wins as three-point underdogs. They win outright. It was a wild finish. Game stayed under by a point. So in the last six, there were six MAC games this week. Four of them went over. And, you know, it's funny, the two of them that went under, one of them stayed under by a point tonight. The total was 60, and it got to 59. And last night it was 62, and it got to 60. So it was nearly a clean sweep with a 6-0 to the over in the MAC, but still profitable at 4-2. But the funniest thing tonight, and we encourage people, is the kid on Northern Illinois. So this dumbass kicker on Illinois makes a 32-yarder, you know, with no time on the clock. So they win the game. All right, good job, kid. Now, listen, it's a 32-yarder, all right? You are going to school. I'm assuming, you know, you're not paying for class. It's a 32-yarder that you made. But the kid acted like, you know what I mean, they just won a Super Bowl. But I've never seen this before, Cam. And people should check out the video. Like, he's lucky he didn't get beat up. He started, like, really, like, dancing, and, like, he really went crazy, this kid. Like, it was the kick of his life type of thing. And they actually had fireworks going off. So last home game, boom, boom, they got fireworks going off. So he's going crazy, except he ran towards the Ball State sideline and celebrated on their sideline.
Not good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to get killed. And his teammates didn't really know what to do because they were all, like, sort of like, bro, like, why are you running in that direction? And then they all joined him and stuff. I thought it was going to start a brawl with Ball State on the sideline. But I saw that, and I'm like, oh, my God, kid, what are you doing? Like, if I'm the coach, I'm going Jimmy Lake on his ass, except I'm actually slapping him in the head. Like, if I'm the coach, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to tell him, never do that again, ever again. You're lucky that they didn't start a riot. You're going to get someone shot doing that. And number two, I'll tell him, hey, kid, you made a 32-yarder. You know, it'll be like Mac Brown told my buddy, Cam, you're not so fast. You know, tell him, chill out.
I love that story. You're not so fast. That's
you're not
great.
So fast.
Keep celebrating a touchdown. Yeah. Hey, some of these guys need it, Marcy. And I look at things this way. If I have a documented 32-yard field goal on record when I played in high school, that's not impressive. So
exactly. Well, you beat Ball. All right, they beat Ball State. Give them in. Well, listen,
joke.
Kid.
Like, some drunk people could do it. Like, give me a break. It's nothing.
Well, listen, kid, you're going to get laid. You're going to get, you know, you're going to have your night tonight. Everyone's going to buy you drinks. Don't worry. You don't have to overdo it. You know what I mean? Yeah, what are you going to do if you made a 48-yarder? Hey, you better make a kick next game, too. But listen, good win for NIU.
Good win. Good win for NIU. The MAC is always an entertaining conference, though, Cam. It's crazy. So, Cam, I've never seen that movie. You told me about it. There's two movies I've never seen, actually, that I want to see. And I don't really care about a lot of stuff. But I never saw the Richard Jewell movie. And I saw that it just happens to be on Netflix now. So I think I might watch the Atlanta bombing.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Tonya Harding story. I've never seen
it. Amazing.
But I know I was alive, and I saw, I lived through it. But did you see this story today, guys? Did you see this, Cam? So a player for Paris Saint-Germain women's soccer in France was arrested today in connection with an attack on one of her teammates. The midfielder, Amida Diallo, 26 years old, was taken into police custody as part of an investigation following an assault last Thursday evening against one of the club's players. So, this is the story, guys. It's insane. French sports newspaper L'Equipe, which means the team. Bo Schembecker, L'Equipe, was the first.
That was a good one.
Sorry, Cam.
That was a good one. Caught me off guard there.
Said the team.
Le Wolverines, Le Michigan.
Say L'Equipe, call us, time our neck. All right, so. French newspaper, L'Equipe. So, do you guys, this is crazy. So, this is what happened. Get this. This is diabolical and evil. A team dinner last Thursday night by Paris Saint-Germain, big-time soccer team.
Huge.
All right, so this Diallo chick was driving one of her teammates home when two masked men, appeared to, carjack them. Except the two masked men only beat the crap out of one of them. They took a crowbar and iron bars and assaulted her legs in an attack that lasted a few minutes. She suffered both injuries to both her legs and hands.
Wild.
So the other one sits there and she's watching her. It's one thing, guys, I thought about this. You watch a lot of murder. You're a murder mystery guy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's and not, so do yes. I. We got to talk about this.
Yes, so think about this. It's one thing to say, you know what? I'm going to knock off one of my teammates. And it's crazy. The girl that did this actually started the next game. She did it because she knew she would start. So it's crazy. So it's one thing to tell someone, you know what? Take care of this for me. It's another thing, Cam, to actually come up with a plan. You're in the car and you watched it. You actually watched this girl get beat up with iron pipes, your teammate. And you were in on it, and you watched it. That's even more. I thought about that. I'm like, if I'm the judge, I'm coming down harder. I'm like, this isn't even a mistake. You were evil enough to plot this and sit there and watch it? That's evil,
no,
Cam.
I got some for you, Gabe. We can't get in this after the break. You're right. This is Murder Mystery 101, and I'll tell you a couple classics just like that one. It happens all the time. That's the whole thing, right? One person gets it, then you got to make a plan. What are you going to do? After the break, I'll explain this stuff. But, yeah, a lot of murder mysteries go down like this. I'll give you some classics.
Yeah, well, people are talking about the Tonya Harding and, of course, Jeff Galooly. Hey, Galooly.
I love Galooly. Great stuff.
Why me? Why me? Why?
Because you look like Snow White, Nancy. That's why.
You got to see the movie, man. It's a wicked movie. It's really good. Really well done.
Bring it.
You might be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire. No matter what you watch or where you play, learn from the world's best DFS players. Lineup building tools, expert projections, and advanced stats change the way you play the game. Dominate the competition. DailyRoto.com, the player's choice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to the voice of authority. Actionable insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
In other words,
information you can take to the bank. Stay tuned for more sports gaming strategies that are as
good as gold.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Yeah, Central Michigan. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Sirius XM, Channel 159. I'm out here 1090. Let's do this thing. Kicking all of our AM radio affiliates. Miami have gone a little bit of a run right now. It'd be nice to close out the evening with a win. We just told you guys about that crazy story going on in France, man. And then we remember L'Equipe. So L'Equipe is team. And we were kidding about Nancy Kerrigan. Why? In France. Pourquoi? See, we're multilingual on this show. Pourquoi? I swear to God, I think this is even more. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Morency.
They're both very crude plants.
There was this East Indian doctor, okay? He's with the chick, and she eventually gets hooked on drugs, and they go on the highway. It was actually in Ohio. They pull over with a mass intruder, same thing, right? The chick did the same thing. It was a setup at the rest stop, basically, like, murder my husband. I got this guy on the side, going to get a lot of money. But you got to make it look interesting, right? So the thing is, when he gets clipped, they give a bullet to her, but they put it in an area, arm, leg, something where you're not going to get shot, right? A lot of the time, she actually got away with it for a while, but a guy, like, loose lips sink ships. Another quick one, too. Husband comes home, right? Hey, honey, how you doing? Like, his ex-wife, to pick up the kids, he checks out the furnace, gets his back turned, right? Pop, 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 right there. He's done. He's laying starfish in the garage, and that's what the guy...
And down goes Cam. Well, mid-story. Mid-story as well. All right. I guess it's one of those is-what-it-is situations. And down goes Cam. I think we're getting him back here now. Momentarily, as we wait. Should have some like Jeopardy music playing or something like that. 104.97 right now. Tyler Hero is going off here. Hero's going off, popping shots.
Get clipped?
Yeah, you got clipped. You got shanked in the back. There,
hey,
you got your back.
Did you clip me? Flesh wound.
No, it wasn't me. It was Babano, I think. He hired some goons.
Yeah, Babano knocked me off when he called. Space, get out of my section.
I don't know, do we have a battle now? This is rockier than a Mac football game.
It's okay. We did pretty well. We did pretty well in the Mac. No problem. Anyway, yeah. You heard my
story.
Anyway,
What's Babano's problem anyways? Like this guy every week. Like he's got a timing issue, this guy, huh? That's right.
Yeah. 12:28 is not 12:22. But anyway, he should know the Sports Grid clock by now. I know he does weekend in-game live and stuff, and you do this segment for a long time. You're right.
He thinks he's fashionably late. He thinks he's good. It's cool.
You said, hey, Morency, radio, TV, you're not fashionably late. You're just pissing off people.
So Cam, thank you for...
Pourquoi? Why is Babano late? I told you, I want to see, like, Miss Babano and, like, rolling out in Tiger Cat lingerie. Hey, Ian, what a night. But it's never that way. Like, that's the whole thing. It's always a disappointing story. Sorry, guys, I was just checking up on my late bets. Like, it's never good story.
I've been to Hamilton. I don't want to see anyone in lingerie from that place. All right. Sorry.
What?
Oh, a little Rodney Dangerfield. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
No, there's a lot of beautiful women in Hamilton. Come on now.
All right, so. I don't know. There's only one lady I know in Hamilton, and it's that old lady, the season ticket holder, that yelled at you and told us to shut up.
You boys can't have any cookies.
Yeah, she's great. Nice lady, my ass. That chick was mean. Very mean.
It better be nice. Like, she's probably, I don't know if she's still around, you know? So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She wasn't very accommodating that day, that's for sure.
What are those deals? I just didn't want to get to something here, actually, because I try to stay on top of what the kids are saying. This is our boy Robert Latal, who I'm a big fan of. Used to be on the network. So Will Smith, not the catcher on the Dodgers and not the pitcher on the Braves. Will Smith, the actor, has a new book out called Will. And he's telling all. And I like the honesty. Will Smith basically says that he did try to sleep with Hillary on the show, on The Fresh Prince. Karen Parsons, nice. In real life, her name is. He said he did hit on her, but she said no. And
nice.
Yeah, as Robert LaSalle says, Will Smith reveals Fresh Prince co-star Karen Parsons curved him. So I didn't realize that. If you get rejected, you've been curved. He got curved
like
him. Yeah, see, now
you
know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Parsons curved him. But incidentally, people are going on to say that she did hook up with Snoop Dogg, though. Or, excuse
Good
me, with Tupac. Excuse me, Tupac. I don't know, maybe
Tupac.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, Tupac.
Nice.
Yeah, Tupac. Yeah, everyone liked Hillary. And everyone always thought, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, though, co-stars, it doesn't end well, man. And that's what he talked about. She said, I don't sleep with people I work with on shows.
Yeah, then the younger one grew up, right? And then that caused a lot of problems, you know?
I don't know. No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah,
I
just the younger to daughter. Then she got, like, she became like a hot teenager at the end, like the late seasons. Things got crazy, right? Then there was two of them. Mm.
Yeah, but Will Smith ain't talking about hitting on her.
I don't know. I told you, Gabe, when I was at the Soho with Lisa, I was actually in the same bar. And I'm not one of those guys that talk to him, but I was literally like feet away from him. Like, I was drinking some suds at the bar. He was staying at the Soho. He was there all the time doing movie. That's where he stayed. Yeah, Will Smith was at the bar sucking him back for sure.
Cam's doing a lot of changing the subject. I bring something up, and
you're a Scientologist. Big Scientologist, that guy.
Yeah. Scientologists. Like, just like John Travolta. I think Babano might be a Scientologist. I was thinking, too, like Babano.
If we're fashionably late.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was at a reading. No, I was just picturing Babano. Yeah, well, I'll be careful what you say about him. They have people everywhere. So, man, here come the Lakers. Oh, my God. 108-107 with 2.5 minutes left. Now, I was thinking of you, Babano. Like, would you kneecap, like, Galooly someone? You're going to kneecap, like, a rival handicapper? You take somebody out? You're going to hire, like, can you imagine, Cam? Babano hires a goon squad?
I don't know if there's any people in my fellow handicappers I really, really hate. I don't know, other than Vegas Dave, but everybody hates that guy.
You can be on here. Well, I'm sure there's a few you hate, Babano, but we're not going to put you on the spot now or anything. That's good. Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
yeah,
how are you guys doing? I got to say, what you were talking about before I came on there was that it sure sounds better. You've been curved than you've been rejected or you've been dumped. It does sound better.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've been curved. Yeah, I got curved last night.
Yeah,
to me,
I like getting curved. Yeah.
If somebody tells me I got curved last night, it means I think you got drunk, right? I got curved.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I got curved last night, it's one of those nights where you basically don't know where you are. You wake up in a ditch and you hope you have your organs.
Yeah,
I got curved up pretty good last night. Real good.
Yeah, this is curved. I like that. All right, Babano. Thanks for joining us. Fashion of Babano is like somehow distracted us from his tardiness once again here this evening. But yeah, 108-107, man. We got quite a crazy game going on here. And here's Kyle Lowry. And Lowry gets rejected at the rim. 108-107.
Junkyard dog. Kyle Lowry.
There's P.J. Tucker. Jimmy Butler's out of the game. These guys are really battling. I don't know why Miami just can't close it. Give credit to the Lakers for coming on here. I played that Moneyline parlay with the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat earlier. Looking to close out. Looking to close strong out here tonight. So how you doing, Babano? How'd the what'd you bet tonight? You bet the Mac? You bet NBA? What'd you bet on tonight, Babano?
A little bit of everything. Hockey was good. We had the Leafs. We had the over in the Arizona game. NBA. We had a couple of good bets. How are the Pelicans laying 5 tonight to anybody in the NBA? I was shocked by that. I couldn't believe that. The Thunders have actually played some good basketball the last few games. So that was the one that really surprised me. Unfortunately, I took our Raptors, Gabe. I know they're more your Raptors than mine, but they didn't have a good game, and credit to Boston. They finally won a home game tonight.
Yeah, we should have known after the Raptors smoked earlier this year.
And another thing, Renzi, I got a band team on the list. You Dallas Stars, if I was coaching you, I would puck bet. I would make you. I would skate you. I would, honestly, Gabe, I would work these guys till they puked. You're a bunch of clowns.
They suck.
This organization, just retract from the National Hockey League, Dallas Stars. You guys stink. I know, Babano, you like them too. Good spot. Yeah, there's never a good spot with these guys. New rule. If they're anything over 20 cents, they're unbettable or fade. We got to, Gabe, like the Moneyline parlays, these guys are dead to me.
We got to call Jeff Galooly. He'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Galooly.
Yeah, hey, Radulov, I got a message for you.
Yeah.
Sure. You guys are useless.
No, the Dallas Stars are a frustrating team. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Houston, speaking of Dallas, we're going to H-Town. I'm going to another part of the state. Oh, by the way, I'm glad I want to get into that the Houston-Detroit game tonight in the NBA. And how about the Michigan Wolverines?
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
In the market for a late model muscle car? And we're talking really muscular. You can buy your own slightly used supersonic jet car. For sale, the Eurofighter Typhoon jet engine powered Bloodhound land speed car. Current FIA world speed record holder Andy Green, who went supersonic in 1997 at BlackRock, says Bloodhound, like all good used cars with a little work, $10 million in R&D on top of the $11 million asking price, add a liquid fueled rocket engine and set your own thousand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Miles per hour land speed record. Even without the rocket engine, imagine commuting to work in your own personal jet car. Follow me at @GCapalbo on Twitter and stay tuned to the Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
We thought so.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello?
Hi. Derek, this is indoor soccer. It's a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Late night anger management class, this is Sportridge. I am Morency. We're kicking it. It's the Wicked Wednesday. Sirius XM Channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090. It's 112-112. There's like 23 seconds left. The Lakers do have the ball. And I don't know, Melo's probably going to hit a game-winning shot here the way this week is gone. I'm on Miami. I need Miami to win this game. Here's Russell Westbrook at the top of the key with the basketball. Staples Center fans on their feet. Down to 7-6. I hate that. These guys wait until the last second. All right. And he shoots the three, and which is one of the worst decisions in the history of basketball, but good job. Like, the one thing that Russell Westbrook, I love Russell Westbrook, the one thing you can't do, Russ, is hit a three. What, you're going to hit a game-winning three with somebody in your face? God, we're going to overtime. Exactly. Dude, you're Russell Westbrook. Take the ball to the rack. You don't think the Miami Heat are like, dear God, Westbrook's just going to like run it right to the hole and he's going to get fouled. No. He stands around. He takes a three. You can't shoot threes, bro. Like, Ben Simmons could beat you in a game of horse. God. All right. Hey, anyways, I'm on Miami, so it is what it is. Let's see what happens. I like Westbrook, too, but that was just a stupid play by him. Stupid. All right. Listen. This is crazy. We got Clam Chowder. We've got Cam Stewart. We've got Babano all at once. As Clam Chowder was on hold for like an hour and a half last night. It's all Matthias's fault. Matthias ignores the callers. Don't blame me. He just stated, you know, he says, I'm too busy to take the call. No, that's not true. I don't know. There was like multiple numbers, and Clam Chowder called in on the wrong number or something like that. And I know Clam Chowder knows who Jeff Galooly is. And, you know, there was three incidences. So we had the Nancy Kerrigan, we had the Paris Saint-Germain, and, of course, the famous one when George Costanza took out Bette Midler, which was great.
Excellent episode.
He ran her right over at home plate. Boom. Boom. Clam Chowder. What's up, Chowder? Chowder.
Hey, how we doing?
All right, Chowder, you ready to go?
Apparently not.
How we doing?
1, 2, 3.
What's
one,
up,
two,
Chowder?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we got you.
We're here.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we got you, Chowder.
You're on.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
So we're doing okay, Chowder. How you doing?
Hey, I'm going for the mascot of the Alliance, Montreal, the Wolf.
Okay. So what, a new basketball team? You want to be the new mascot?
Yeah, the Canadian Elite Basketball League.
Give us your moose sound effect again here. Like, Cam is here, and he's the animal sound effect expert. What's your moose, Chowder? Give us your moose.
The wolf.
But it sounded more like a moose, what you gave us.
I've been drunk.
It's the Montreal Alliance, but their mascot is a wolf. Okay. That's why you're tweeting a wolf all the time? Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you got it.
I thought you were like the wolf.
That's a wolf after moonshine.
Wow, that's a drunk. Yeah, that's like, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, you got my vote. Hey, Babano, what's your well, yeah, that's a great wolf, Cam. Do that one more time. Ooh. That's like a real wolf. Give it one time.
Hey, cut it out with the kitten. I'm going for the mask.
Hey, Chowder, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what about Hungry Like a Wolf? Duran Duran? Remember Duran Duran?
Yeah.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Like the Wolf.
Hey, Babano. Hey, Chowder. Chowder, say hi to, we got the Chowder box here, Clam Chowder. Yeah. Babano's here. Say hello, Babano.
Clam Chowder, how are you doing?
Hey, Tabbies.
Not cabbie. It's Babano.
Yes, Tabby's.
Oh, Cabbies. All right. I'm having a hard time.
Cabbies. Yeah.
I thought you said, hey, Cabby.
Hey, what are you drinking, Gabe? Kool-Aid?
Just Coca-Cola. Just Coca-Cola, Chowder. All right, Chowder. So
I hope you get the job, Chowder. You work hard. Yeah. You're pounding the pavement. You're trying to get one of these gigs. I hope you get it. CEBL mascot. Clam Chowder. Let's get it done.
He hasn't been pounding the pavement for too many gigs. What are you talking about? Like, he's been pounding the pavement.
He's been going from team to team.
Yeah.
Come on, Babano, Rabano, help me out.
Come on, help him out, Babano. What can you do? What can Babano do for
contact.
You?
Oh, spread the word.
Babano's
I don't know anybody
contacts.
In the organization. That's the problem. I have no contacts. But I'll tell them. Make Clam Chowder your mascot. They'll work hard for you. Hey, Babano, it's ex-Tabby's Mike Morielli, the CEO.
Yes,
nice.
He's the commissioner of the league, yeah.
So go for it. Go for it.
He's not like a personal close friend of mine.
Yeah,
he played for the Ticats way back when. But not like I know the guy personally or anything. But
yeah, it's not that easy. So, hey, listen, Chowder. You ready?
Hey,
what's your pick, Chowder? Your New England Patriots are back on track. Unlike all the poser Patriot fans, you're a real fan, with or without Brady. Long before Brady got there, you were a fan.
Jones Mac is f***ing it.
Yeah, Jones Mac is the man. Jones Mac is the man. So, Chowder? I was waiting for you, Chowder.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us, Chowder?
Our goals are going to be arguing the Tabbies at the BMO Field.
I don't know. Are they? I was unaware. When
Babano?
Hamilton's
pretty tough Friday night. Watch out for the Argos. They're on fire.
They're on fire.
We're putting out the fire on Friday night. No more fires with the Argos. We're putting it out.
And the CFL season is long enough. Get to the playoffs. You know what I mean? It's playoff time. Enough for the regular season.
The only thing you're putting off is some John juice in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some what? John juice or jungle juice? John juice?
John juice. You know, John, the can, the washroom.
Yeah, I don't.
John juice. Oh, geez. Like a urinal cage, a bathroom. Okay.
Yeah. You're really on fire tonight, Chowder. Yeah, like, what's your deal, Chowder?
It's a tough game show right now.
I know. Like, early, it's like, name the Chowder. Yeah, exactly. All right, Chowder, listen.
Name the bathroom facility. Yes.
Oh, my God, the Lakers have just taken a 5-point lead with about a 1:55 left. All right, Chowder.
This game is set up for the Lakers. Miami ain't winning. They're done.
Miami are a bunch of chokers. That's why. All right, listen, Chowder. So we'll see you in January, right, at the anniversary. Multiple tour stops, but we'll see you in Montreal.
Where are you having it? Where are you
we
having
don't know
it in
yet.
Montreal?
We don't know yet. We'll announce it.
I'm too old for bar hopping.
Well, it's not going to be out of church, Chowder, so I don't know what to tell you.
As long as it's at one place, my legs are falling out.
What do you mean at one place? Like, how are we going to have it at different places?
Oh, yeah, no, we're not going for a tour. No tour. So it's like one stop. You go to the bar, that's it. There's no going to, like, sit. No. There's no bar.
Yeah, one place for the night. For the night.
You're the one, Chowder, that always goes everywhere, not us. You're the one that always wanders off and goes everywhere.
that's with the assistant of Babano.
Exactly. Ladies, watch
out
with Babano.
Toronto. In January, the Toronto stop, I'll be there.
Yeah, we have Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and we'll get to New York one day. New York has been replaced by LA.
I'm talking about you're doing every other place at a single place. That's what I'm talking about. Montreal, I want to know which place.
We don't know yet, Chowder. We're going to announce which place when it's closer. It's still two and a half, three months away. We'll let you know, Chowder.
But you get what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. Which place?
In Toronto, you're doing it. In Toronto, you're doing it at Mont something Tavern.
Yeah, we don't. Well, the location Chowder will be announced, buddy. Like, we don't know the location Chowder yet.
Okay, now I feel better.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you, Chowder. I'm glad you feel better. All right, Chowder. You gonna take us out here?
Get the word out, though. And come at Verdun Auditorium so you could see me. Oh! Hey, Whitten, yeah. Settle down. I'm going for the match.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, Chowder, before you go, what's your pick, Patriots or Browns?
Hey, my bet is Browns, but I want my Patriots to win. Whenever you see I'm going against my Patriots, it's only for them to win and to lose the bet.
Really? That's, you're betting you like the Browns.
So a little reverse psychology there, Clam Chowder. Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
I should have done that. I should have done that with the Jags and the Bills the other day. Instead of losing, I would have won.
But there you go, Robano.
Robano. That's a better name than Robano.
We love
should
you,
go
Chowder.
With Robano. Yeah, thanks, Chowder. All right, Chowder. Listen, don't worry, Chowder. We'll let you know where it is. You'll definitely know, all right? It's not a secret. We'll announce the location soon, Chowder, okay?
Okay, and spread some love for me so I can win this thing because there's other people out there.
Okay, Chowder. We love you, Chowder.
Okay.
Love you, Chowder. Take care, buddy.
So hoping for some sort of extra here. Like,
what happened to a bunch of my cream?
Where's the standard outro?
I think he got into the Greek wine tonight or something. He got into some of the holy juice.
I think he's nervous about this wolf kick. You know, he's got it.
All right. Houston Open picks nervous about this wolf kick.
Giving you...
What's up, everybody? It's your late-night anger management professor inviting you to join me 6 nights a week at midnight Eastern on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Vent your rage with the top handicappers and insiders in the business. Tips are for waiters. Hedging is for garters. Pre-game breakdowns and post-game meltdowns. Lay it down and win with me, Gabriel Moretti.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
6 nights a week at midnight Eastern, right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Other than that, you're on your own.
You were born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just know and think like you do. It's made life fun. Welcome home to the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Still kind of confused from Chowder's call. And I God bless Chowder, but he's speaking in codes. They're like, do you know what I mean? What kind of place? I'm like, no, I don't. Like, what do you mean? Like, he goes, I don't want to be bar hopping. Like, I'm not telling you to bar hop. Yeah, I don't bar hop. Oh, boy. All right. So this game is crazy, isn't it? What 17-1-17. We'll get to the Houston Open picks here. Cam's ready to go. I got a bunch of top 20s here. Babano's golf guy picks. We'll get football picks from Babano. 119-117. Some out of Miami Heat just ended up back with the basketball with 18.7 seconds remaining. They're down two. Kyle Lowry with the rock. Kyle Lowry with the rock gives it up to Tyler Hero. Hero takes a three. Terrible looking shot. Terrible look from Hero. That's the thing. It's one thing, bro, to hit a bunch of shots in the second and third quarter, kid, but when the game's on the line, you toss a brick. That was a brick. It barely hit like the backboard. Now Melo's going to the free throw line, 119-117. 6.5 seconds remaining. Melo hits both of them. This game is ice, 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 baby. Game is over. Carmelo's got 11 points. He hasn't been on the free throw line yet. All right. I'm getting fired up. We're ready. I can't believe I said I'm getting fired up. And Melo misses the first one, so Miami have hope. We'll see if Hero can make up for it and hit a three. So, Cam, how big is your card looking right now for the Houston Open right now?
Pretty big, actually. Like, we did good with Victor Hovland last week, and it's good to take some deep dives in golf, but sometimes the chalk comes in. But the good news about golf is you get chalk at 18-1, not like 2-1, 3-1 or whatever, right? Even in NASCAR, Gabe, right? Like six sometimes. So it's a big field. My card's pretty busy. I usually take about six guys in the top 20, but with the plus money, I got 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, I got 10 guys top 20. I got five sprinkles for first round leader. Three I like a lot. And I got four matchup bets and a six pack. Yeah, so I'm unloading on this tournament.
All right, golf picks galore coming up next. I've got seven picks for you. Top 20, Houston Open, Babano's golf guys, long shots, and more. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.